The information and stories in this podcast are for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Content provided should not be taken as relationship or sexual advice. We are not experts. Explicit language and frank descriptions of sex are discussed. This podcast is for adults only. Listener discretion is advised. Back. Did we get you? Did we scare you? I scared us. But welcome back to another episode of the Almost Swingers podcast. Owen?
What do we say? A three-week break?
Okay.
Into a four-week, maybe almost 2 months.
Hear me out. Okay, so there was some miscommunication mathematically, and I'm not the mathematical one here. It's really Owen, so this is really your fault. Three
victim blaming.
Actually, I'm gaslighting. So
ooh, that's worse.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. In my head, I was like 3 weeks. Because our last episode came out literally the day before, like 24 hours before we left for our trip. And when I said 3 weeks, I meant like 3 full weeks, like on the fourth week, I guess we would be coming back. And Owen meant like on the third week, and I went out of town for work, and I have to go out of town for work again this week.
Yeah, it feels like a year ago now.
I know.
It feels like we haven't recorded in a minute.
I know. It feels really weird.
And now we're trying to record this in the closet to see if the audio sounds better.
We have a hard-on for giving y'all the best podcast.
Hot shit. We absolutely fucking can.
And I told Owen, I was like, a lot of people do it in their closet unless they do like those sounds.
I don't know. I've been saying let's do the closet for a minute.
I don't recall that. I saw it on Only Murders in the Building. And remember, like when they first started out, they did it in a closet. And
what did they upgrade?
I think they upgraded, like he bought a bunch of equipment and he was acting like he returned it to get the money. Shit, that show's so fucking funny. But yeah, no, we're back. we didn't really go any. Well, we went places.
We've gone to a ton of places. We've experienced a ton.
Yeah.
But I feel in this episode, we'll kind of more talk about Secrets experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Going to the Secrets Resort in
Kissimmee. We didn't ask
Florida.
Anybody that lives there how do they pronounce it.
I feel like it's still half and half.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
But yeah, we'll kind of focus in on kind of going our first night. Didn't expect anything to happen the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, met a pretty hot couple.
Yeah, we had a soft swap.
Yeah, Trisha were full swap. But the couple was soft swap, but I mean, there was a sex swing involved, so
yeah.
But that would be a little bit later in the episode.
You're going to hear about all of those things. But I feel like, yeah, so we wanted to recap. Okay, so first of all, there was miscommunication, but also I've been out of town multiple weeks for work, and I'm about to go out of town again. But yeah, we've done a lot just in this little amount of time. And we were talking about like, okay, how are we going to structure this? Like, what do we talk about first? What do we do first? And I think since Secrets was the longest ago thing that happened, we're like, let's talk about that first, kind of keep that earlier on in the front of our brain since it was so goddamn long ago. But yeah, but as always, how have you been, darling? How have you been?
I've been pretty damn busy at work. You know that.
Yeah. You have
it's been nonstop.
Yeah, this is your busy season.
Yeah. Just trying to get through the summer, but I believe we'll talk about it later. We're going to take 2 days to go to NIN.
Naughty and Nollins, baby.
Yeah, we'll be doing the local day passes on those, but we'll kind of talk about that a little bit later at the end of the episode, towards the end of the episode. How about you, Gabby? How's things been?
You know, I've been exhausted as fuck. I've been tired. You know, like when you're mentally exhausted, this is my first experience with this. Mental and physical exhaustion at the same time. I'm usually either physically exhausted from running around and doing a lot of things, or mentally exhausted from having to like sit in a bunch of meetings and talk to people and smile and solve people's problems for them. And like recently I've just been both, and I've been working my energy back up to get into the gym. And I was just like, I need sleep. Physically, I need to be unconscious. Those couple of days I got to do that was absolutely fucking beautiful. But I'm back and I'm excited to be here. Also been just extremely horny. Just, oh God.
Jenna, you were really wet last night.
Yeah, I just want dick. I want penis. God. I thought that I should tell them this.
What?
Hopefully this doesn't make me seem like super vanilla or anything, but I was super, super horny when I was on a work trip and I was away from Owen, and I also forgot my vibrator, and I was like, I don't know, like, you know, I guess it's easier for a man to like ejaculate than it is for like a woman to come. So like I felt like my body was in heat. Like I needed to come so bad. And so I tried to like imitate what Owen does for me, and I orgasmed from it. And I was like, what? That shit's crazy.
Right.
I orgasmed
twice. I was surprised because Gabby has nails that look like claws. And when she said she was fingering herself and penetrating herself, I was like, did you cut anything?
I was actually being super careful. Like, I very slowly inserted my fingers because I hit a wall. And I was like, oop. And then I, like, turned my fingers. And then I hit another wall. And I was like, oop. And then it just, like, kept going. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to insert my fingers. But I mostly, like, I would put my finger, like, two fingers in to, like, get some, like, wetness. Mm-hmm. And then just use it on my clit. And I was like, oh, my God. But after that, but it was crazy because I still... It just, I'm a penis person. I love dick because it still felt like something was missing. Like I needed a penis inside of me so bad. Oh my God. Like we had sex the other day. Oh my God. The minute he inserted, Owen put the minute Owen penetrated me, I'm pretty sure I like came the minute you put your dick in.
Yeah, no, I felt like you were coming before.
Yeah.
And then as soon as, yeah.
Yeah, I was I was really sensitive. Whew, that was some good fucking baby. Good job.
Yeah, no, I know our schedules haven't been lining up. So, yeah, it's been like a couple weeks even since we've had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you're tired or I'm awake or I'm tired and you're awake. And, So, and it's sad too, because it's not like we don't want to fuck. It's like we want to fuck so much. We just don't have the time for it. And I hate that for us. I hate that for us. Okay. All right. So, secrets. Let's get into the other raunchy shit. So, secrets. Now, we've been to secrets before. We've talked about secrets in a previous episode.
Correct.
So, this is not our first dog and pony show. This is not our first rodeo. Okay. So we flew in, we didn't drive this time. Let me ask you this first, cause I'm wondering, going back to secrets, will we fly or drive?
I think it just depends on the situation. Since it's not crazy far,
mm-hmm.
if we're trying to save some money,
mm-hmm.
drive it. If we have a little bit of money to burn,
mm-hmm.
I would say fly.
I would say for comfortability purposes, I would prefer to drive just so we can bring like all our own stuff.
True.
Because we're going to get into that in a little bit. I'm thinking about how to word this. It's nothing against secrets or anything. Like the things that we do is because we're kind of OCD.
Well, it just kind of goes back to our previous episode. We already kind of went over this as far as secrets is not a 3 or 4 star hotel.
Yeah.
It is, if you're going there for the party and the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms are very uniquely decorated.
Yes.
And the one that we were in was actually a cave this time.
Yes, the cave.
Yeah, it was a cave. We had a pirate skeleton in the back.
Felt like there could have been a camera in that eye. I was like, oh, okay.
Get
a little slutty show. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of these rooms did. But there was also the fossil tub.
Yeah.
Some 4 million old fossil kind of in the tub.
Yeah.
There was a pretty nice waterfall.
Oh, shower. That shower was amazing because there was the waterfall shower head overhead, but there was also like three smaller waterfall shower heads like lined up. So if you didn't want the water like falling directly like over your head, you could like get that aspect. I did feel like I was being waterboarded because that was a big ass shower.
Oh no, yeah, it was drowning me a bit.
Okay,
standing up.
It wasn't just me.
I wasn't crazy about the Murphy bed. I knew as soon as I saw that it was a Murphy bed, it probably wouldn't be the most comfortable.
Yeah.
But a lot of those beds are getting worked.
They are. And usually I think because now, and I feel like I'm pretty sure I've told like anybody who's listened to the podcast from the beginning that I injured my back a while ago, and Owen got me a bed, like a mattress, like basically the whole damn bed, like to help with my back. And ever since I've been sleeping on that bed, my back issues have severely lessened. So I'm not gonna lie, waking up off of that bed, had we not prepared beforehand, I think my back would have been like a lot worse. But I was just like, fuck the springs,
right?
The springs like in my neck and my neck, my back. Okay.
And all this to say this, the room was uniquely built.
We really liked the room.
Yeah, and it was definitely a draw to get couples in. But all this to say that the room still wasn't the cleanest.
No.
And you kind of expect that with some of these rooms.
Yeah.
It's very much like a 2-star motel. We did have to go to a store, buy some cleaning products,
yeah,
like we said we would do in our last Secrets episode. And then we also bought some bedspread comforter pillows. Well, it was one pillow that came with the comforter set and some sheets,
yes,
just to kind of cover the bed,
mm-hmm,
so we could sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I was going to add this in too. The ambiance of the room, I think when we first came in, because it was so bright, we couldn't tell. But Owen like closed the shades and we could see like there was all these light switches. And I was like, what the fuck are all these light switches for? And like when you started flipping them, it like went around the room and like turned the lights on, like the fake candle lights looking thing. And it felt like more piratey, like you're in like a pirate cave. It felt very Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean. Yeah. Which one are you? Are you Caribbean or Caribbean? What do you say?
We're going to do this with everywhere.
probably, yeah.
Caribbean.
I'm Caribbean as well. Okay. That was very cool. I think another thing is that I made the mistake of looking behind the Murphy bed, and there was just like a fuck ton of dust and trash, and I was like, oh no, I was like, we're not laying our heads that way. So we laid our heads the other way.
Yeah, and I think we've even kind of gotten to the point where we might get a room somewhere else close to,
yeah,
and just kind of drive there, get a room at Secrets more for the party,
mm-hmm,
and kind of sleep elsewhere, because we saw some critters.
Yeah, and we both do hate bugs, but also we both have like sensitive skin.
Yeah.
So we really can't do it's that that's my thing. It's this isn't like a don't stay at Secrets type of thing. Like, we would still get a room at Secrets, obviously. It's just in terms of getting like a good night's sleep, I think we would get maybe like a hotel somewhere else, so we could just have like a decent bed.
Point blank. We're going to Secrets to party and fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
to sleep.
Not to sleep.
Yeah. And I think that's the reason why most people go anyway. Right. Most people aren't going to sleep. They're going to fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's there for a reason, and it fulfills that reason.
Yeah. And that's fine. So yeah.
We also, when we went and got those linens, mm-hmm. we bought some alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
For we the came room. For the room so we could do shots later.
Yeah.
We kind of walked around. Then we made our sign to have kind of people come in and take some shots with us, talk to us. It started off slow, mm-hmm. but I feel like as the night progressed, we kept having large groups kind of come in.
Yeah, I felt like
talk,
we were
look
giving
at the room.
A tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that actually reminds me. The couple that gives tours.
Right. They're a host couple.
The host couple. Oh my God. They were so nice. We're not going to say their names, but if you've been to Secrets, then you more than likely you've met them. They were so sweet, so nice. I think they told us a couple more things about Secrets that we didn't know
right.
before, and they were just really nice. So if you are going to go to Secrets, I think they said their date is really Thursday.
Yeah. And they kind of come and
maybe
help out
a Friday
on the
or Saturday.
Right now,
yeah.
Cause they've been a little bit short staffed.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you can, if you want to, definitely, if you go to Secrets, go get a tour from the host couple. I'm sure there's more than one.
Yeah.
But the host couple that we met, they were so nice. I love them. They were super, super sweet. Oh, also, we always notice when we go, on lifestyle trips, people, I think the first year of us doing it, we noticed people decorating and we were we want to decorate too.
We
want to do that.
We did.
So we found these really cute, was it Dollar Tree?
We literally went into three different stores, even Walmart, and we're kind of looked for anything
pineapple
that was shaped.
Pineapple. Like, give me a goddamn pineapple sticker. Give me a pineapple, those tattoos you rub on and with the water. We couldn't find shit all. We couldn't find nothing.
We found what we needed. We got two cups that were kind of like this. What type of color would you say that is?
It was it's an iridescent, it's those crazy straw cups that
yeah.
you drink out of, but it was shaped like a pineapple.
So we kind of bought two of those, put it by the window. Mm-hmm. Then we found these little pineapples that lit up.
Lights. Yes. And they were so fucking cute. I love them. I'm so sad we had to leave them. I love those fucking little things.
And then we actually went to Walmart
some twine.
Yeah, some twine.
Yeah.
We kind of roped it around. I think we bought about four or five of those lights.
Yeah.
Roped it around and kind of strung it by the window.
And we used my boob tape.
We forgot tape and we used your boob tape.
We used my titty tape. Ladies will know, if you wear those specific dresses and it's the weird cut. I think the first thing you might have seen that on was the Kardashians taping their boobs. And it just so happened to be in the bag. I forgot it was there. And I was like, oh, my boob tape. Oh, my God. Yay. And we used the boob tape to hang it. And I was like, oh, let's get some string. And Owen said he was looking for twine. I couldn't really get why, but I was like, fuck man, the tropical vibes. It felt so goddamn tropical in there.
Oh, it fit beautifully.
And it really went with the room because the lights in the room were warm. And I think it brought more attention to the sign. I think the sign was come on in. Take a shot, have a chat, something like that. Like Owen was saying earlier, it started off slow, but then we had the door open, and it was literally the time we were gonna get ready to go check out the club. A couple came in, and then another couple came in, and then three couples were walking, and then they came in, and at one point we had eight or nine couples in the room, and they were really shy, but they wanted to see the room and everything. We're like, no, come in, you know, feel free, check out the tub and everything. And they really liked the room, and it was a really good way to meet people. So I will say that the room you choose can be a really good icebreaker. The only thing is that our view was completely blocked by the DJ booth.
Complete shit.
And we did not, it was not like that before. That was the thing.
Yeah.
The last time we came, both sides of the pool were not open. It was just the one side. And they had, like, the DJ booth faced the entrance. If you're going to come in, if you're going to go through the office and, like, end out in the pool area.
It was near the main entrance.
It was near the main entrance. It blocked our whole fucking view, but also, unfortunately, it blocked people, like, really seeing the room.
Right.
And I was so sad because
so we no one could really see the decorations or anything.
Yeah, I was so sad.
But, I mean, we still got a good turnout to say that we were blocked by that.
Yeah.
Because the pictures from the room still showed kind of the old views and things like that. So we didn't know what we were walking into.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of... Note that that room is perfectly behind the screen at the new pool.
That's just a note. If you get the cave room, the view is blocked. But that was honestly kind of good for, at least for me, because the sun in Florida is so fucking bright and it just penetrates those curtains and it feels hot and it's blinding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when that sun comes out.
To also hit on the new pool area, it's nice as fuck.
We jumped in when it was raining, when it started raining. But the pool is really nice. We really like the pool.
Yeah, I wish we had spent a little bit more time in the pool.
Yeah.
I think we make it a point to be at one of the Nin pool parties.
Yeah.
To kind of get more pool time. But it started stormy. Everybody kind of went to get some cover and grab all their stuff off of their chairs to make sure it didn't get wet. But we had
a cabana.
So all the stuff was pretty much protected. So we could kind of go into the pool. There were some other couples in there.
We started playing basketball.
And then we heard the lightning, and then we all ran out.
And we're like, not for us.
But also, like you were saying earlier, I think you're hitting at the couple that we kind of hit it off with.
Yeah.
That was kind of came in with one of the large groups.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of chatted with them. They're really cool people. Mm-hmm. Identity's sake, to keep everything safe, we'll kind of just name them Victor and Olivia.
Yeah. Victor, I'm like, that's such a sexy ass name to give somebody, though. I was like, ooh. Victor?
Gabby is not great at naming people.
First of all, you said any name, and I was like, Sarah and Matt. And you were like, no, absolutely. I was like, what? It's a made-up name. It doesn't fucking matter.
We gotta make it feel like their personality. We fucked these people. So
you didn't say that.
We gotta make it match.
If it had to match their personalities, I would have done better. I would have done better.
All right, so now you know for next time.
Now I know for next time if we meet another couple. But yeah, I was gonna say, of everybody that came, I think part of it was they're older than us. I think. Olivia was like late 40s. Victor was mid 50s. But still, I mean, overall, like, really nice and attractive.
Yeah, they definitely take care of their bodies.
Yeah, yeah, they were those types of people. Like, I was like, well, okay, y'all look very good. I didn't get enough of my pumping before taking this vacation. But but overall, I think the reason why we vibed with them and really liked them too was because conversation was so natural. And I feel as though in the lifestyle and in swinging conversation, I think the way conversation turns is 100% going to change depending on anxieties, experience, what you want out of the night, your expectations, and communication with your partner. And I think something that helped them was being new. I didn't get anxious vibes from them.
Right.
I didn't get, like, they seemed more like they knew more than we did. And so talking to them, I was like pleasantly surprised to be like, they're very much so newer to the lifestyle than we are. But they were just so easy to talk to, and it really did seem like they were interested in what we were saying. Like, they had questions, but, like, I think, like, the little itty-bitty things that we told them about ourselves, like, they seemed really interested, and they were just easy to talk to. And I'm saying that, like, oh, like, that's so easy. I think we had a rare encounter right. in the lifestyle when like kind of like everything aligns, the conversation. And like, I think like we talked about it, like perhaps like physically they wouldn't have been like our type, but we had a good time with them. We had a good experience. Victor gave good head. I was happy about it.
All right, you're already cheating into the story. Sorry. See, you get on that rambling.
I did. But yeah, go ahead.
So definitely connected well with them. It wasn't the couple we thought we were looking for, but it was the couple that we connected with. And I think we also weren't really thinking that we would play at all that night.
I think we said that we like probably wouldn't. I think that we said that we weren't going to play that night.
Yeah. So we had zero expectations. Yeah. We were kind of just wanting to vibe, fill out the room.
Our goal was to meet people and just vibe with people. And I think that was part of it as well, because people always say it all the time. I feel like that's so easy to be like, I have no expectations, but it's like, come on, everybody at some stage, at some level in the back of your head has some sort of expectation.
So it might be like they don't have expectations, but they definitely have one.
But I really, it's like, okay, I don't have any expectation that I'm going to have a threesome, or I'm going to meet a unicorn, or I'm going to have like a heart swap, but in the back of my head, and in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, I want double penetration, but that might not happen. But it could happen, but it might not happen. But I think it was the 100%. We were like, even if we do meet somebody tonight, we're like, we're not gonna. But it just so happened, like, we met them, we really liked them, and like, I don't think we necessarily even worked to make anything happen, because like, all the couples kept coming into the room and we were trying to go check out the club. We were trying to get the fuck out.
Right.
We're like, okay, everybody.
Yeah, because we even went our separate ways, because we went to the club to see how it was going. It was kind of dead.
Yeah.
So we ended up leaving, coming back to the room, and then they found their way back.
This was Friday also.
Yeah.
By the way.
So we ended up closing the door because I think they were hinting at kind of wanting to play and stuff. We were like, yeah, we'll be kind of down for that. Yeah. And then I believe we started talking about the sex swing that was in our room.
Yeah.
But even, and wanted to try it out.
Even before we got to that, like, they left, we left, we went to go check out the club, and they ended up coming back.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, because we ended up connecting back and kind of closing the door once we got back.
Yeah.
But before we kind of got to the sex swing, I think you and Olivia started kind of making out, kissing each other.
Yeah. She had pretty lips. Olivia had pretty lips. Ugh, and her hair was so soft. Ugh. She had nice boobies, too. I liked her titties. But, yeah, no, like, we started kissing. Like, it was natural. Now, let me ask you, did we discuss boundaries, like, before? Okay.
We did discuss boundaries. They did say that they did not kiss.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. They were soft swap. They weren't full swap.
Yeah.
And usually we don't really play with couples that have a no kiss rule, just because of jealousies and things like that, that kind of fall into it. So it could get a little complicated. And I think it did a little bit at some points of play. But we kind of was like, all right. Again, we were no expectation, so we're kind of like, all right, we're good with kind of
we're fine
right,
with it.
Oral play and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah, and I was gonna add too. I think like the no kiss rule. I feel like typically it's thought about like with couples, because like you said.
Well, I guess you guys didn't make out. I guess it was more kissing up on her or down her. Did you guys kiss?
No, we kissed.
Okay, all right.
Me and her did.
Okay.
Me and Olivia. Kissed, not me and Victor.
Yeah.
But I think, like, when that conversation comes up about, like, the jealousy, I think that's typically with not just, like, newer couples to the lifestyle, but, like, newer and also younger couples. Like, I feel like a level of maturity always comes into it. But I think for them, it was just them being, like, new and also just being very much so, like, they're taking their time, dipping their toes.
They're still figuring out their own boundaries. Yeah. And rules.
So I didn't get like a red flag when they were like, you know, no kissing. Because Olivia kissed me. Like, that was the thing. Like, that's how it went. So, like, we were basically, like, touching each other. She, like, pulled up my dress and, like, was playing with my breasts. And I, like, started, like, kissing her neck. And she brought my face over to hers. And she was kissing me. We were, you know, kissing. And I was kissing her neck. We were complimenting each other. And it felt hot. Right. I was like, oh, okay, all right, you're attractive, you're sexy, you know, you got it. And I think actually, like, it was then that we were like, what do y'all want to do? How should we take this? And then Owen was like, do we want to try out the swing? And Olivia, she really wanted to try it out, but she had no idea. She was like, she didn't know what she was doing, like how to get into it or anything. So I got into it first. And y'all, when I tell you, a sex swing is a magical thing, in my professional opinion, not that I'm a professional at all, I think if done right, a sex swing can be very, very fun. But I also see where it can be a little bit uncomfortable or painful. And what I mean by this is how we did it was, like, I got into it. I think at first my legs weren't in the holsters, and then eventually my legs did get into the holsters, but it was just like I was being sucked on, you know, getting like hickeys. Everybody was, you know, playing with my body. I was getting fingered. I think Owen and Olivia were sucking on my breasts, which is like a thing. I think you told them that too. I think you told them that, like, oh, she likes that. So it literally felt like I was floating. Especially when you close your eyes in it, I felt like I was fucking floating and just being touched and pampered and loved on all over. And it was like insanely, like, mind blowing. And, like, when it was over, I was like, oh no. Like, I was like a little sad, but it was really fun. It was really nice and sexy. I think had we tried to fuck in it, I think I'm a little bit too tall for the holsters to, like, just be on my feet. Like, to be, I feel like it would have to be, like, more so, like, at my knees or something, for me to, like, be comfortable in it. At least in that one, in that, and one which is not adjustable.
Right.
But that shit was fun.
Yeah, I didn't see a way to adjust.
I think we checked on that, and there wasn't, like, a way to adjust it. And, like, I'm not super tall. I'm, like, 5'8", so I'm, like, but yeah. So
each lady kind of got their turn in the sex swing. So after Gabby, Olivia kind of jumped in, and we kind of did the same thing where we're kind of running our hands and fingers kind of all over the place.
Playing with her breasts.
Yeah. And at that point, I think she kind of started pulling down at my pants and started giving me head.
Yeah.
As, like, I believe Victor started to go down on her. You were kind of sucking on her boobs and things. So, yeah, licking it was just kind of hands everything. All over the place.
Yeah. It's kind of a turn on talking about it. It was hot. It was good. And you could tell she was enjoying it. The way she was clutching, she like grabbed my hair at one point and put me on her boob. I was like, oh, okay. You like, cause she liked getting her nipples bit a little bit.
And so we transitioned to the bed. At this point, we're next to each other, but we're kind of into our own thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of start off getting head from Olivia.
Yeah.
And then I kind of switched and started giving her head, eating her out. And I could feel as I kind of stuck my hands well, my fingers in her and kind of ran my hand up. I could kind of feel her kind of start tensing up, and I could feel it come at least two times through that. And I could even hear the change in her moans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was starting to grab for you, and kind of grab onto your tits.
Oh, yeah, no, she was like, she was like digging her nails in a little bit. I was like, oh, she's feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. I remember all of that. After that, I kind of switched back and received more head.
Mm-hmm.
You want to kind of.
So, yeah, me and Victor. So, Victor started, like, going down on me. He was, like, a little bit of an animal down there. Like, he was putting in work. Like, he gave really good head. So, yeah, like, he was going down on me. He was, like, kissing the insides of my leg. This is where the confusion came in. It was the midst of us trying to switch. And I think he thought that I was going in for a kiss, and he almost kissed me. And I, like, you know, went to the side, and he went, oh, like he realized. But it's one of those things, and I think that's like the hard thing about not kissing is that it's so natural.
Right. It's kind of a foreplay to
sex.
To sex. It's that added connection to sex.
Yeah. It makes things a little bit more intimate, a little bit more fiery. And it was one of those things where, like, I knew he wanted to, but I was like, nope. I think just also being the more experienced couple, like, that helped me, one, not disrespect, like, their relationship or anything like that, but to be more, I think, in mind during the experience.
Right. Especially early on, it's very easy to kind of cross those boundaries.
Yeah.
Because you're so in the moment, you're so heated.
Yeah.
Everything's sexy, everything's going, especially on, like, a night like that, where everything kind of just organically happens.
Yeah.
That you kind of, like, okay, this will be okay. But after.
You,
when everything settles.
Right.
That's when, like, the fights and the arguments happen, because it's like, oh, shit, was that okay?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, in the moment, you know what it is, but it's kind of like after that moment passes, it's hard to remember, like, what exactly the fuck was going through your head when you did that.
It's post-nut clarity.
Yes. Oh, fucking love that. Do women have that too?
I feel like everyone has that.
Okay.
I feel like guys, it's just kind of like, especially during puberty, you masturbate to some weird shit. And you're kind of like,
what have I done?
Yeah, you get this overwhelming guilt and, like, disgust of yourself.
Ugh.
And then the next day or 2 hours later, myself. You're like, all right, let's go again.
All right. Oh my god, that was definitely me when I first started masturbating. I was like, oh, I hate myself. Let's go again. But yeah, so it was weird. Not in the moment, because it also was very natural, but I think it happened more like in a also like a seductive way, like like it didn't seem like I was annoyed or anything by it. It was like, you know, like, remember. But he was, you know, really into it, so like after that he was, you know, kissing on my neck and playing with my breasts and sucking my breasts, and like he went down on me again, and so he didn't understand that I was like trying to go down on him. So eventually I just kind of took control, pushed him up in like a sexy way. I pushed him up, I took his pants down, and he got out of them, and he was already pretty damn hard. So I started giving him head, and he was enjoying it. I have to say, when I'm giving head, like, my focus is like on giving the most mind-blowing head. I know you don't always get that, and I'm sorry about that. You're gonna get the head that you're gonna get, but it's like when you're welcoming a stranger into your home, and you're like, you clean up and like you bake brownies, and it's like, bitch, you never bake brownies. Like,
wow. So you're saying I get the mediocre mediocre head?
You said my head was like an 8. You said my head's like an 8 out of 10. I think if I didn't have such a sensitive gag reflex, I would give better head. Know me. I'm realistic.
Even with Olivia, we both know I don't really come from
head. Yeah.
Like, it's a good foreplay for me, but
yeah.
I need a fuck.
Yeah.
I need some pussy.
We're both sluts. Yeah. Sluts for life.
You need dick. I need pussy.
I know. Oh my God. The way, I hate to just talk about us again, but the way you were like tensing up and like your dick was throbbing when like you, when you were inside of me, I was like, so horny.
It didn't sound dry down there, so I'm just saying.
It did sound like good pussy. But back to Victor. Back to Victor. Oh God, yeah, no, he was enjoying himself. He was moaning. He was he was talking like a little bit through it, you know, saying, "Oh, so go keep." Oh, like he was like it was right. Like a jumble that was like, "Go fast, go slow, slow down, go." What do you want? So I like took his hand and like put it on my neck so he could have more control of it. And I think it really wasn't too long before he came. It may have been like 3-4 minutes or something like that. And it may have been my fault because when I'm also trying to give good head, I do the thing with my tongue, but because head doesn't have too much of an effect on you, like that's my trick and it doesn't work too much on you.
You sound a little resentful.
I'm not.
And like just, you're coming back.
No, never. I would never. I'm so sorry. Never. I'm just saying I've gotten compliments on that trick. Like everybody always, and that thing you do with your tongue. I was like, so I like feel myself a little bit and I'm like, honey, you like that thing I do with my tongue? And you're like, what thing? And I'm like, you bastard. You son of a bitch. How dare you not know that thing I do with my tongue? How dare you? So yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. Because you had literally just said, what thing with your tongue? How dare you? So I like tried it on him and he like staggered a little when it went, oh, and like pulled me off and came immediately. And I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry. He was like, no, it's okay.
I'm sorry I made you
come. I'm sorry I made you come. Like, that was my bad. And so, yeah, so. And this was my fault because I didn't discuss where to come. So because he like came so quickly and like I moved my head, like it hit my chin and my breast a little bit. I don't think I mind coming on breast. I think as long as it's discussed and I don't feel like weird about it, then I think that yeah. It's fine.
I feel like for you, it was kind of situational with mm-hmm. kind of face, hell no to hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come in my hair, we're going to fucking fight. Owen knows how long it takes to do my fucking hair. The fact that everybody's like, oh, you just get in the shower, bitch. I just get in the shower. My God. It takes like 4 hours to 24 hours for my hair to completely. So yeah, don't come in my hair, please. Or my face, because I wear contacts and Owen's cum has like gotten in my eye a little bit before. That shit burns. it burns. But yeah, and so Victor, I think y'all were still like going a little bit, and so Victor like continued to go down on me, and so like me and Olivia, like while y'all were both going down on us, we were like also playing with each other. And yeah, I think like you said, like she came a couple of times. I am not going to lie, I still wanted dick. I wanted penis afterwards.
Yeah. So we kind of finished up.
Yeah.
After Victor came.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was nowhere near gonna
come. You weren't gonna.
So we kind of said our goodbyes after. Yeah. Kind of getting back dressed and, you know, yeah. Decent.
Yeah. I think put like our clothes back on. It also was like one of those things where it wasn't awkward, like them leaving. It was like, oh, like, yeah, thank you. This was, yeah, but they, and
yeah,
they,
like, this was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, hugs, and went our separate ways.
Yeah.
But after, we were so fucking tired from traveling and kind of cleaning and doing all that other stuff
early. We crashed so hard.
And I think we both wanted to fuck that night. But
yes.
It was just out of the car.
That was the thing. I knew I told you the next morning. I was like, thank God we got that bedding because like I put my head on like the little throw pillow that came with it. Knocked the fuck out. I was fucking gone to the world. Like, and that we slept so hard that we didn't mind the bed.
Right.
Like, we slept so fucking hard. We were exhausted. But yeah, that was the first time my horniness didn't win out. Because you know, like when I'm tired, but like I'm like, because sometimes the horniness like comes through and it keeps me up, and I'm like, I can't go to sleep without some sex. And I need a little bit of sex.
That's what you sound like.
I need to fuck. That's exactly what I sound like in my head.
But that kind of closed out that like the start of Secrets, and yes. We'll kind of cover the rest in a later episode or the next episode. Because the rest of our trip at Secrets wasn't the best. Mm. There were still some highlights, some good times.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some miscommunications and some no means no scenarios that came into play later that we'll discuss. And
yeah, I think we're still working through that ourselves. I know I am. And so, yeah, y'all will definitely hear about it. It's coming. Just, I think, when we're ready.
Yeah.
Type thing.
So, like we kind of talked about, we will be going to Nin.
Yes.
I guess it's less than 2 weeks away now.
I know.
It's coming up quick.
I know.
We didn't get the full pass for the week because we just don't have the time to kind of be there from like Wednesday or Thursday to Sunday.
I think the only reason why we're going too is because we're both going to work on the 4th of July. Like, I'm actually going to be off, but I'm just going to work because I have so much shit to get done.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And I have to work 4th of July, so we kind of have some time later on in the week.
Yeah.
Especially me. So we'll be there, I believe we said Thursday and Friday. We got the local day passes, which I don't know if this is the first you're doing that or not.
I thought that before it was like you get just the one day pass, and I thought that it was only for the day. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because I don't really remember seeing a local day pass, or I felt like you had to go like directly to them and kind of ask for it. I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it, but yeah. I remember not seeing that option.
If anybody,
because we don't live far away from it,
right? If anybody knows, if anybody's familiar, we don't want to give out incorrect information. We've just looked at the website before and we didn't see it, so if we missed it, let us know. Be like, oh, yeah, no, it's not new.
We'll be going those 2 days, but I think the restrictions to those is that you can't go to the Astor.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people already in it, and that's kind of the main hotel. So even people from the Overflow will go there.
We'll go to the Astor.
And there's more events and activities there.
Yeah.
So the fire marshal won't clear them, giving away more passes for people to go in there. So we're restricted to the Nopesy, the Overflow. But we also are allowed to go to the day parties on Bourbon Street. So we'll kind of make trips out to, I think we're planning to go to the Bourbon. What is it?
We're gonna do Fat Cats. I think that's the Bourbon party.
Well, they're all called
the Bourbon Street parties.
Fat Cats. The beach. Because that's the foam party.
Foam party. Yes. Which is always a great time.
One of those before, because I think Fat Cats is the second day on Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do Fat Cats and then go to the Nopesy pool party.
Yep.
But yeah, so I think we're going to pass through the two on Thursday, because I think there's two at 12 to 3. And then
it's like
the beach.
Yeah. Is that 3 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're probably going to leave and then, yeah, go to the other one, and then what, like take that hour break in between? Well, we might take like a couple of hours, but we plan on going to the balls.
Yeah, the two themes for those nights that we're going is
heaven and hell
the first night on Thursday, and Friday is their silver party because this is the 25th anniversary of NID.
Okay.
So I have to figure out are we getting anything for silver? We'll look at it. We'll try to find some pieces for it if we can.
I'll have to see. I was going shopping anyway.
But yeah, so we're trying to go see the schedule. I think they're still making changes and alterations as we speak. So.
And we got a couple of emails. I think that was like the funny thing. We got emails asking us if we're going to NID. And initially we weren't going to. We, if they didn't have the local day passes, like we wouldn't have. But I think Owen was like looking at the site to see like what was going on and noticed that they had that. So we're like, yeah. So sorry, if we emailed you back and we said, no, we're not going, we're not intentional liars. At the time, that was what was happening. And now it's changed. So yeah, if you're going to NIN, don't forget, please email us at Almost Swingers. That is almostswingers@gmail.com with your NIN stories, and also if you're going, we're hoping to be able to do like a comparison of like the first time we went to NIN and like this time. Of course, I don't think it'll be like the full, because we won't be in the hotel, but I think that that's
fine. Yeah, because they call it kind of a mini NIN ticket.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll also, I think, kind of wear some of our shirts to some of the day parties. So if you see us, or you see the Almost Swinger symbol,
the fingers and the microphone, that'll be us.
Yeah, definitely say hey.
That'll be us. But yes, anything else, love?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming to you live from our closet. Hopefully
it sounds better.
Hopefully. It's hot in here. This is episode I don't remember at this point.
Don't ask me.
We'll know.
I do the editing, but
we'll know by the next episode.
We're definitely over 10.
Okay. Look at us. We didn't. Who would have thought it?
Not me.
But yes, we will see you once again on the next episode of the Almost Swingers podcast.
Bow bow. Bow bow. Bow bow. What is that?